Good morning to you all. And God is good. Today, all the various parishes in the Catholic Diocese of Phoenix begin the CDA, the Catholic Development Appeal. And the aim of the CDA is to help the church reach out to our brothers and sisters who are in need. And today we'll see in our gospel reading, we'll see Christ making use of that statement, inviting you and I, saying that we are the salt of the earth and light of the world. The first thing will be, why will Christ refer to Christians, his followers, as salt and light? Why will he make use of those elements to describe his followers? The thing is, if you look at that, those realities, salt is very important when we talk about food. And during the ancient time, salt was very important for preservation. Give thirst to food and preservation. And then, if we talk about light gives beauty to the world. Light helps us see the reality, the beauty filled in our world. And you know quite well that once there's no light, is darkness. And in darkness, so many things go on. Evil things go on. And so today we'll see Christ inviting you and I, his followers, to be the light and the salt of the earth. That is, we are meant to preserve our faith. We are meant to preserve the goodness, the love of God. And then we are meant to show forth as light to the world. And when we talk about light, we are meant to show for the light of Christ to our brothers and sisters wherever we go. Which means being a Christian is not meant for just ourselves alone. We are meant to reach out to our brothers and sisters. But we discover that in our realities today, there are some of our brothers and sisters who are not well opportuned like each and every one of us. Some who are struggling with life, struggling with their situation, struggling with challenges. And so today we see the diocese inviting each and every one of us to be the light and the salt of the world, to reach out to our brothers and sisters. One of the funds for the CDA is meant for the proclamation of the message of God in terms of training of seminarians. Well, as you can see, I'm standing before you today to speak to each and every one of you. I'm not from America, which I believe each and every one of you know, is just saying the obvious. But I spent all my life, 29 years of my life in Africa. I was trained in Africa. I did my seminary training, 14 years in the seminary in Africa. Had my degree in philosophy and my degree in theology. But that would be possible if not for the generosity of brothers and sisters like you. And here I am. In America, preaching the message of God. There's always a cliche that is said that some people go to the missions by donating their life as missionaries, and some people go to the missions by giving. And so today we'll see that invitation to each and every one of us to reach out to our brothers and sisters, our friends who are in need, to be the light and the salt of the earth. The little we give can bring a smile on someone's face. The little we give can be a light to a brother who is in need. The little we give can be a light to a sister. And so we see today, the diocese inviting you and I. Mind you, when they say we should give, that does not mean we have a lot. But from the little we have, we can reach out to someone to be a light to that person. From the little we have, you can put a smile on someone's face.